So the again, just to review where we were, because it's the same topic, but we're on the second half of the sugya. So the Gemara says here, what happens if there is a changeover from the Matzkir to the Socher on Yud Daled of Nisan? Who has the obligation of Bedikas Chametz, the Matzkir or the Socher? In other words, again, you're moving into somebody rents their home to you. Reuven owns a home. He's been living there all year round. Maybe he's been living there for 20 years, whatever. And all of a sudden, he rents his home to Shimon. Shimon is moving in and taking over on Erev Chag HaMatzos, on Yud Daled Nisan. So the question is, who has the obligation of Bedikas Chametz in that circumstance? That is the issue. So the Gemara says the following. This is the Safek. And the way that the Gemara formulates it, as we've discussed, is very clear. It's a very ironic thing, because typically when the Gemara really formulates a question, rarely is it so explicit in defining, you know, what the factors are. And this particular case, it is very explicit, and it's completely problematic. Right? If you take it at face value, it causes so many problems. So it's ironic. Anyways, that part we dealt with already. So the Gemara says, Amaskir b'ayis l'chavero, b'yud dalet ami livdok. Al amaskir livdok, the chamira today, it's the maskir's chametz, and therefore one would think it's his bedika. Odilma ala socher, the new fellow moving in, it's his home. It's going to be his home. He's going to live there also during Pesach. Therefore, it's his obligation, livdok. The isura gershu say koi. After all, the isur is found in his rishus. Then the Gemara brings a raya. This is also what we discussed already. Tashma maskir b'ayis l'chavero ala socher la'asos mezuzah. Again, it's part of our discussion. Originally, the Gemara thought that the case of mezuzah is a parallel, because there too, you have a previous owner, you have a present tenant, and the question is, who has the obligation? The one who was living there before would be the address for the mezuzah before, and the one who's going to be living there, he maybe assumes that obligation. So the Gemara says, why not prove from there? The Gemara says, not such a good proof. Hasam ha'amrav misharshia mezuzah chovas adorhi. Hacha mai. Because mezuzah isn't a chovas habayis, it's a chovas hador, the person who lives there, not the home itself. And therefore, hachamai. The question is, what about here? Here, right, it's kind of a chovas hador, but there's also a chovas hagavra. What's the story? So the conclusion of the Gemara is Amal Hurav Nachem Bar Yitzchak Tanina. Hamaskir Bais L'Chavero Im Ad Shalom Masal Amavtechos Chalar Ba'asar Ala Maskir Livdok Im Shemasar Lomavtechos Chal Arba Asar Ala Socher Livdok. So the Gemara's conclusion is a very interesting conclusion. It is that whoever receives the keys at the beginning of Yom Yadalid is the person who has to do the Bedika. So, two things. Number one, the Yichus of Tchilas Yadalid. Right? Meaning, right, it sounds like right at the beginning when Yadalid arrives. Right, at let's say Tzeis, maybe Shkia, maybe Tzeis, whatever it is. So this, of course, works well or confirms the view that we spoke about a couple of weeks ago, which is that Bedikas Chametz, it does seem to be, according to quite a few Rishonim, especially the Rambam and earlier the Yerushalmi, a special yichus to doing the Bedika at the very beginning of Leil Yudalid. The Rambam formulates Bedikas Chametz is a mitzvah midibrei sofrim b'tchilas halayla, and not just midin, the reason magdim in the mitzvos, actually midin sounds like b'ikar din bedika. Maybe based on the Yerushalmi that we discussed, u'shmartem, that it should be shomor mitchila v'yadso, whatever it is. So this idea that mesiras ha'mafteach, that the critical moment is the changeover from Yom Yud Gimel to Yom Yud Daled, that tchilas halayla or tchilas hazman is what determines is consistent with what we have seen previously. It reinforces one of our previous topics. That's point number one. The bigger point is point number two, and that is, why is handing over keys the crucial deciding factor? You would have thought that there would be other, you know, issues, particularly just ownership. When does the socher assume ownership or quasi-ownership or schiros, rental rights, over the property? Shouldn't that determine? Well, maybe that's what Mesiras Mefteach really means. In other words, what is the significance of Mesiras Mefteach? So if you look at Rashi, that's what Rashi, how Rashi interpreted. Rashi says, Dira Maska Lasos Lo Mezuzah, but in the middle of the piece, Mesiras HaMafteach, says Rashi, Hu Kinyan HaSchiros. You have it also on the sheets. Mesiras, handing over keys, is the Kinyan Schiros. V'imad Shela Masar HaMafteach Nichnas Leil Yadalad Cholachovas HaBedika LaMaskir. And if, therefore, Yadalad began before the transfer of the keys, then the maskir was still the owner of record in the beginning of the chiyuv. Shadayin oisar b'shuso. The alpha b'shamasalom. Bayom, even if later on he gives the keys, kvar chala chi chova alo. The Gemara says it depends on who initially had the chiyuv. Once you have the chiyuv, you're stuck with it. So if that's the case, then Monsieur Samavteach is very logical, because that's when the kinyan takes place. The problem is that most Rishonim think that Rashi is incorrect. They think that handing over keys does not schiros make, put it that way. Okay? Why not? So Tosas quotes the requisite Gemaras. You have to really look them up. We're not going to do that because we want to go a little more quickly. But look at Tosas for a minute. Pirush Rashi, the Mesiras HaMafteachos Kone, handing over the keys is a Kinyan. The Einir Lari rethinks it's not correct. The Omra B'Meruba, it's based really on the combination of two Gemaras. The Gemara says in Bava Kama, Kishem Shekarka Niknes Bekesa Bishtar B'Chazaka, Kach Schirus Karka Nikne Bekesa Bishtar B'Chazaka. Just as a complete acquisition, right, of karka, of real estate, requires either kesef, shtar, or chazaka, right? You can acquire it by trading value through a contract, right, or chazaka. Chazaka means you act like the owner in agreed upon fashion between the seller and the owner. You do something that objectively reflects your ownership. Typically, we call it Noal Godar Paratz. You do something in the karka, you fix the karka, you do something that an owner, only an owner, would be allowed to do in the karka. So kach, so too, b'schiras. Schiras karka also is nikne b'kesef, b'shtar, u'b'chazaka, all three. But it sounds like those, aside from those three, right, you can't acquire karka, and you also cannot rent karka. Okay, so what? What does that have to do with us? Oh, there's another Gemara. V'lo amrina de mahani mesira samavteach, ele kemando melech chazei kukni, ken amrina ba'apara. If you look at the Gemara Bava Basra, which deals with the case of kinyan karka, there the Gemara says that handing over the key is the equivalent to what we call lech chazek ukni. Go and make a kinyan. Meaning, let me make it clear. If I own property and then some other person, some stranger, right, makes a kinyan on my property, right? I didn't agree to sell it to him. Is that meaningful? Certainly not. It's an illegal act. a kinyan is meaningful, right, when the owner, right, makes it meaningful. Meaning if I agree to sell my property, so then the mode of acquisition that is used, that is agreed upon by us, right, is going to formalize the transfer of the property. Right? So every kinyan, right, which requires the assent and the green light, if you will, of the owner. That's what the words lech chazek ukni means. Meaning we agreed upon terms, we agree that I'm going to sell you the property, and then I say, now go do the chazaka, the noal, the gadar, the paratz, whatever it is. But the Gemara Bava Basra says that when I give you keys, that is the equivalent to my saying to you, lech chazek ukni. But if it's the equivalent of saying lech chazek ukni, it sounds like it's not the equivalent of a kinyan. Because I'm saying to you, go make a kinyan. Obviously, that isn't the kinyan. And the only way to acquire property is through a kesef, a shtar, or a chazaka. Obviously, Mesir Samavteach is not chazek. Otherwise, you wouldn't have to say lech chazek ukni. Correct? So that is the strong piece of evidence that 90% of the Rishonim use to oppose the view of Rashi and the Rashbam. Rashi here, who says that you can be konas chirus through Mesiras HaMavteach, and the Rashbam in Bava Basra, in that same daf, Anun Beis Amud Aleph, where the Rashbam says, not only can you rent through Mesiras HaMavteach, you can be kona through Mesiras HaMavteach. By the way, what do you think the Rashbam's raya is? How does the Rashbam know that you can acquire through kinyan chazaka through Mesiras HaMavteach? The answer is he quotes our Gemara.
Our Gemara.
He says, if you look at the Gemara in, here, let me quote it for a minute. We don't have it in. Hold on 1 second. The Gemara Babas, this is the Gemara. Gemara says the following. See if I can find it. Just 1 second, if I can't, I'll abandon it. But the Rashbam here quotes the source from Psachim. Second, it's new base on the base. Okay, for some reason, I'll get it for next time.
Tulsa says that the hapara is in Baba Kama, not in Baba Basra.
Oh, I'm sorry, did I take the wrong? You're right. No, I'm sorry. The Rashbam...
No, I'm talking about Tosus, not the Rashbam.
Yeah, I'm sorry, the Rashbam is in Bava Basra. I'm just trying to figure out where it is. Maybe it's on Nun Beis, 1 second. Yeah, no, but the Gemara Napara is in Bava Basra. But the... is in Bava Kama. But the Rashbam is in Bava Basra. Sorry. Just 1 second. I'm not finding it. If I don't find it, I'll bring it in for next time. You know, I was in the right half. For some reason, I'm just not seeing the words. It's one of those things where it's right on the page, but you don't see it. But his raya is from... here it is. 1 second. Yeah. I believe it's here. I think it's Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Yeah. It's on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph in Bava Basra. I'm just going to read you the following line. Amina b'psachim ishamasalo amaftechos. This is the Rashbam, right? Hava b'cheska socher. Hu adin legabe liknoso. Hani mila b'mocher umaskir lechavero. Ava b'nichse ager mi masalo amaftechos sheyikne. Tzarech binyan kolshu. We're going to get back to this idea in just a couple of minutes. So the Rashbam's distinguishing between a case of Das Makne, right? It's on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph in Balbasra, a case of Das Makne, and a case of Nichsei Hager. In other words, where there is no Makne. We'll get to that in just a minute. So the Rashbam of Balbasra proves from Psachim that there is a Kinyan Siyar Samateach. And he ignores the Gemara in Apara, which seems to say it's only Lechazei Kukni, that Tosis quotes. Rashi, it should be noted, does not go that far. Rashi only says that Monsieur Samafteach works for Schiros. That's why the Balei Tosis against Rashi all quote the Gemara in Meruba, Bava Kama, which says, if it doesn't work for Kinyan, it doesn't work for Schiros. Why do they quote that? Because they want to neutralize Rashi. They want to say, don't think this works for Schiros, even though it doesn't work for Kinyan. If it doesn't work for one, it doesn't work for the other. So the Rashbam says it works for both. The Balei Tosis say it works for neither. And Rashi, we only know that he thinks it works in Schiros. So we have a problem with the Gemara in Meruba, according to Rashi. But we'll get to it. Oh, we'll get to it right away, actually. So how do we explain Rashi? What's going on? So I think the answer for Rashi is really simple. I think the Rav said this as well once. I don't know if he said it exactly the same way. But let me start with Yerushalmi. I think it's very significant. Yerushalmi, which is, I think, the last piece in these Marmakomos, Talmud Yerushalmi, Masechet Bava Basra, Gimel Aleph, says as follows. Shimon bar Ava, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Hamocher bayis l'chavero, if a person sells his home to someone else, kibin shemasa lo mafteach, kana. Right? The mechira is completed, there's a kinyan, when there's mesira sa mafteach. First of all, that's a good raya for the Rashbam. Except for the evidence in the Bavli might not work out so well, aside from our Gemara and Psachim. But the Yerushalmi says explicitly that you can sell a home and the Kenyan can be accomplished through Mesiras HaMafteach. Then the Yerushalmi says further, Rav Ami b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, HaMocher bayis l'chavero, if you sell a property to someone else, kivin shetzavar l'tocho peiros, Kana, even if you just accumulate fruit, right, in the property, that would also constitute a kinyan. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, ubavad peiros shiruyin litzager. As long as they're the kind of peiros which are appropriate, right, to gather in this way. What's significant about this Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi equates. Rishabi seems to be against the Bavli. Seems to say that Masir Samavtech, handing over keys, is a Kenyan. It also says that you can sell, the Kenyan Chazaka can take place in a piece of Karka, even if you only accumulate Metaltalin or Peros in that Karka. What does the Bavli think about that? Ah, so that is controversial. That is a major argument between the Rambam and the Ravid. So look at the sheets. You'll see Hilchos Nechura Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes Vav. Oysa Karka Tzchiach, Sela. Let's say the property is barren. It's a rocky property. She'ein ba lo gader v'lo pirtza, and there's no fences, right? And there's no breaches. Be'ein abazria, and you can't plant it. These are typical things that you usually do. You know, these would be the things that you would do to demonstrate your assumed ownership. I mean, the assumption, I mean, taking over of ownership. But you can't do it in this particular property because of its terrain, the nature of the property. So how do you demonstrate a kinyan chazaka in such a property? Says the Rambam, Haria chazaka shekoneosa shtichas peros. If you pile up, you know, fruit in the property, you use the property, in other words, to organize fruit, oh hamadas behema, or you bring your animals there and you set them up in such a way that would be typical of somebody who owned a property, you know, and kept animals there, right? Ukiyotza bazem mishar tashmish, or any other comparable usage. As the Rambam's mechadesh, that kinyan chazaka, according to the Rambam, does not have to be a kinyan begufa karka. Even though you're trying to acquire the real estate, you don't have to do something to the property. If you use the property in a way that it's symbolically, you know, reflects derech bailim, ownership, that's also kinyan chazaka. That's the Rambam's view. The Raita disagrees. Raita says, Omar Avram, Hamil Salom Mechavra, I don't think this is correct. So Chazaka Achilas, Ha Chazaka Achilas Perosi. The Chazaka that you're describing, Rambam, is a functional one. I mean, you're using the property. You're using it, you know, for Peros. But you're not using the Gufa property. You're not changing the terrain or bettering the terrain. You're just, you know, using it for Peros. Achilas Peros Lamahani, Ela Keneged, Taina. Achilas Peros works when you are talking about Cheskas Gimel Shanim. What is Cheskas Gimel Shanim? You might learn about Basra again next year. Probably start from the beginning, but what is Cheskas Gimel Shanim? Cheskas Gimel Shanim is there's a dispute over ownership of a property. Right? Am I the owner? Right? Or are you the owner? Correct? So let's say, excuse me, let's say I have Cheskas Marakama. I've been in the property, right? And then someone is squatting on the property, claims that I sold it to him. Right? So there's something called Cheskas Gimel Shanim. That Cheskas Gimel Shanim, right, is used as evidence. If he's been there 3 years and I didn't say anything during that time, then that is evidence to my claim. For Cheskas Gimel Shanim, you need a taina. You need a, you know, it's a raya to prove that my taina, Shimon's taina, is better than Reuven's taina. It's not a kinyan. It's a proof. Kinyan, of course, constitutes a transaction, a change of ownership. Here, it's believing the actual kinyan took place because the taina was, Shimon said, I bought it from Reuven. Right? I made a kinyan already. So what the Ravid says, which is amazing, you have to look at these Gemaras. There are a number of Gemaras in Bava Basra, right, which speak about a chazaka, which is done in karka by peros. The question is, what are the Gemara speaking about? Are they speaking about kinyan chazaka or rayas chazaka? The Rambam thinks that some of those Gemaras are speaking about both. And the Ravid thinks they're all speaking about rayas chazaka. Because kinyan chazaka, if you want to acquire property, then the chazaka needs to be in the property, not in the use of the property. Okay? That's what the Ravid says. Achilas peros lo mahani, ela keneged taina cheskas raya. Aval lemikna ba'ara, but to acquire land, lo kani ela b'midi demahani la'ara ke'ein noal begadar. You have to do something in the gufa property. Next halach is the same, halach tazayin. You sell property to a friend, a neighbor. And the owner wants to demonstrate there's an agreement that they're going to change, that the property is changing hand. And now he needs to do a kinyan chazaka. This is Perek Aleph, Hilchos Mechira. It's about kinyan chazaka. So the din is, right, the nichas balokech v'zara onara. He plants there, or he plows there. That part's fine. Osh astaf peiros ha'ilan, or he gathers peiros ha'ilan, right, to the fruit in the property. Ozamro, or he starts cutting down the fruit. The kokiotza bedvar melu. In other words, the chazaka is being done on the peiros, and the question is, does it reflect also on the karka? So the din is areza kana, tari hichsik. That's considered a chazaka, says the Rambam. Veinechan mem yachalachzerbo. No one can back out because that's a proper kinyan. V'chein im asaf hamocher sal shel peiros. Let's say the person who's selling gets together a basket full of fruit. V'nasan lelokeach. He hands it over to the person who's acquiring the property. That is considered a transition in ownership. He's not buying the fruit, he's buying the property. So the Rambam explains, it's a reflection of his ownership. I give you a sampling of fruit from the property. It's my way of saying, you know, I acknowledge you're the new owner, says the Ravid. The Rambam's the Shitaso, and I'm not buying a word of it. What's equally fascinating is the Rambam in Hilchos Chiya. Till now, we've read the Rambam Perek Aleph Hilchos Mechira. That deals with a mocher and a kone, right? Adas makne. Hilchos Chiya umatana kishmo keinu is chiya min hafker. So let's say I go into a, so the Rambam says, nichse ger, shein lo yarshim, the property of a ger has no heirs, which is hafker. He dies, he doesn't leave any heirs. Nichse a hafker, or a straight property that's hefker, the sada shemachra ha'akum li Yisrael, in a field that a non-Jew sells to a Jew, v'adayin lo hichzik ba, and he has yet to make a chazaka in it, kulam dinam shava. In all these cases, kalamachzik ben b'derech midarkei chazaka, kamo shebiarnu hichos mechira kana, chutz me'achilas peros. Fascinating Rambam. Rambam says, everything I wrote in Perek Aleph Hilchos Mechira about chazakas at work apply to hefker too. Except for one category. The chiddush category, where you don't need to do a chazaka begufa karka, but you can accomplish chazaka by means of, you know, use of the property in a functional way, that doesn't work in Nichse Ager. Only Chazaka Begufa Karka works in Nichse Ager. This is the Rambam's way of saying, Ki'ilu, the Ravid is right in Hefker, even though he's not right in Mechira. Right? Why? We'll get to that in a second. Look at the Ravid. Well, first I'll give example. Ketzad alokeach ketzad, for example, alokeach karka mechavero. If a person buys property from another person, The Hichzik Bo Bachilas Peruseha, Kana Kamosha Biarno. Like we just said in the Chus Mechira. You know, you could do Chazaka by Achilas Peros. Aval Minikse Ager, Minikse Hefker, Minikse Hefker, Minikse Ager, Afilo Ochal Peros Ilan Kama Shonin, the certain case, as they're going to explain. Rarely does the Rambam refer to a case in the Gemara very explicitly, but here's an example where he does. Rare example. Even if you were to eat the fruit of the tree for many, many years, Lo Kana Gufa Ilan, you don't acquire the tree, Lo Gufa Karka, you certainly don't acquire the property. Until you actually do something, a chazaka in the Gufa Ilan or the Gufa Karka. Then he quotes this Gemara in Bava Basra, Umaisa Beisha Achas. This story in the Gemara about a certain lady. She ate this from this dekel tree for 13 years. Right? That's a lot of dekels. And then all of a sudden she's been feasting off this dekel tree for 13 years. It's a hefker in hefker. All of a sudden this other guy shows up, you know, and he read the Rambam and he makes a chazaka begufa davar. And then he says to her, please leave the property. No more dekels for you, lady. Right? The Chachamim said, you know, sorry. You never made a kinyan begufa ilon, you never made a kinyan begufa karka. So it's now his property. Right? Go somewhere else for your free decals. Kind of a sad story, to be honest. But the law is the law. Says the Ravid, Omer Avram Koze Holech Al Derech Shekotzav Lamala Bilchus Mechira Perek Aleph Ve'eino Nachon Bi'enai. The Ravid doesn't disagree with this Psak of the Rambam. He just disagrees with the implication that in Hilchos Mechira it's fine. The Ravid says it doesn't work in Hilchos Mechira either. It only works in Cheskes Gimel Shanim because that's a Raya, not a Kinyan. Anytime you need a Kinyan Chazaka, you need a Kinyan Beguf Adavar. Can never get away with payros. By the way, the relationship. So, what's the difference? Let me say it this way first. Why should you distinguish between hefker and mechira? Of course, the answer is simple.
There's no das matna. There's no das matna.
Okay, and therefore.
So therefore, you've got to do the whole job. That's why you have to make a kinyan.
Maybe. I don't think it's a question so much of how heavy the job is. I think it's more the following. When there is a makne, right? So, and he owns everything. So then being machzik beperos is haras pilos. But in hefker, and that's all you need is haras pilos in chazaka. Maybe there's no din that you need per se a chazaka begufa davar. You need to do an act which is more the change in bailus. And it's a change in bailus because whoever owns the property owns the payros. So if you're machzik in a mechazki ba'inchi, right, even if it's not beguf adavar, and you couldn't do this without the consent of the real owner, then it signifies the change in ownership. But in hefker, there's no counter pressure. Right? The woman could take as many decals as she wants for 13 years. That doesn't prove it's her decal tree. It just proves that there's no owner to stop her. There, if you want to make an impression, you need to do a chazak, a tikkun. You need to claim the gufadavar. Horos bailus in hefker is almost meaningless. It's not horos bailus because there's no one to stop you. You don't need to be bailim in order to eat from hefker. That's the pshat. It isn't that the das makne does 50% of the heavy lifting. It's that when there is a makne, right, then Horoz Bailus registers, and that's a Davar Kona. Otherwise, the Davar Kona requires a Chazaka B'Gufa Davar. By the way, just to continue for one more minute, in a way, now we've explained it, because otherwise it would seem to be a little counterintuitive, right? Because let's say the way you said it, which isn't a bad way to say it. I just don't think it's fully accurate. But it's not a bad way to say it, because I could counter by saying the following, right? On the one hand, the Das Machna does 50% of the heavy lifting, right? On the other hand, maybe all you need is 50%. Because you don't need to take it away from anyone. You just need to bring it into your rishus. You want to take it away from him? You need to do 100% job. I'm just making up the numbers, 50-50, whatever it is. But if you don't need, you're not taking it away from him, there's no resistance. It should be easy to be konum in a hefker. You don't have to overcome or override. If I asked, you know, anybody in the shir, the Zoom shir, the shir, right? Let's say I said, is it easier, right, to be konum in a hefker or to be konum in a makna? That's a tricky question. Because it should be easier to be konum in a hefker because you don't need to be motzi mirshus. It's hefker. On the other hand, you're not getting any assistance. But if we need Horoz Bailus, if you need the Hagdara of Horoz Bailus, then the resistance becomes a benefit. Whereas in Hefker, doesn't mean anything. You're living in the wilderness and you're eating the berries, right? Because they're Hefker. Doesn't mean you own the property. But if you go in somebody's backyard and you eat the berries and he lets you, right, that's significant. You are trespassing, you are challenging his sovereignty. And that's how we assess it.
Is Hefker where there's no ownership, or Hefker is where everybody owns it?
We'll discuss it. We'll discuss it a little bit. That's a question. It's irrelevant, really, for what we're discussing right now, right? You could say, is Hefker a Rishus, or is Hefker non-Rishus? Does Hefker belong to no one? Does Hefker belong to everyone? These are all legitimate questions, 100%. Mm-hmm. By the way, you know where it matters a little bit? In something like Shemitah, right? Like, what's the story of Hefker and Shemitah? Is Shemitah the same as Hefker? Maybe Shemitah belongs to everyone, not that belongs to no one. Is that the same as Hefker or not? And also in terms of understanding like Ptur Mimaiser, some other things. But for our purposes and what we're talking about right now, ease of acquisition, difficulty of acquisition, resistance as a positive, resistance as a negative, either way, no matter what you say about those other issues, right? Okay. It's pretty much going to be the same. There are going to be issues where it matters, including, by the way, soon. We're getting to Dalai Lama to talk about Hefker and Chametz and Bal Yira. There, it's going to matter a little bit, some of those issues.
But Rebbe, where do we see that Horoz Bailus is even something that we would care about in Kinyanim? Why wouldn't it simply matter about the legal change in title? And even on the counting,
it could be that is, I mean, for the Rambam, and there's evidence of this in general, that's how he understands the essence of what Chazaka is. Kinyan Chazaka. And by the way, that is, I mean, you're right. There are two ways to look at Kinyan Chazaka. One is, oh, it's some sort of objective Maisekin. Then certainly have to begufa kark. Maybe that's the pshat in the Raivit. The Raivit can be understood in one of two ways. One is, the Raivit says, listen, you have to do a ma'isa chazaka, whatever that is. That's based on psukim. So the chazaka to be kona karka has to be a chazaka bakarka. And the Rambam holds, no, the way, the reason, even the chazaka of the karka is significant because it's symbolic of haruas bailus. But there it's direct haruas bailus on what it is that you're bailing. Like the woman, you know, she's expressing her sovereignty over the dekalim, so the dekalim that she takes are her dekalim, but not necessarily the tree or the karka. But by the way, one of the benefits, we'll be able to discuss this next year, one of the benefits of this whole approach about Kinyan Chazaka being working through Haraz Bailos, one of the benefits, we'll see another benefit in a minute in our sugya, but one of the benefits is to kind of unite a little bit, ironically, Kinyan Chazaka and Raya's Chazaka. Right? Masechet Bava Batra, you know, deals a lot with Kinyan Chazaka and a lot with Raya's Chazaka. For many Rishonim and Poskim, what's in a word? It's just a misleading phrase. Right? Cheskas Kinyan, Cheskas Raya, Kirchok Mi Marav Mi Mizrach. No. But, and the Ravid was right about this, the Ravid was kind of accusing the Rambam of overlapping between Raya's Chazaka and Kinyan Chazaka. I think he was right. I think the Rambam would have said, you're right. That's what I'm doing. I don't think it's just in a name. I think Raya's Chazaka isn't a Kinyan, but Kinyan Chazaka is based on the Raya of Haraas Bailos. It's like a symbolic or demonstrative method or mode of Kinyan, according to the Rambam. Okay? So that's why, wait. So this question of like Hefker, you know, being dialectically easier and more difficult, by the way, is highlighted by the next halacha of the Rambam too. Halacha Gimel. Rambam says, Yesh devarim rabim shemesiku b'malokech lo kanadayin. There are many things that the chazaka is not going to work to be motzi from a mocher, from a previous owner. But if you do them in a hefker, it'll work. Ketzad hamotzi paltarim gedolim binuyim. Details are not important. I just want to show that the same Rambam who says that Chazaka Beperos works in Kinyan and not in Hefker also holds in the very next halachos the opposite, that there are some Chazakas that work more easier in Hefker and don't work in Kenyan. That's just because the Haraz Bailos, when there's no resistance, and Haraz Bailos, when there is resistance, just expresses itself differently in both directions. Okay, what does any of this have to do with our Gemara and with Rashi and with what we're talking about? The answer is the following. First of all, the Yerushalmi that we began with equates two things. Mesiras HaMafteach and what? Tzavar L'tocho Peros Mocher Bayis L'chavero Kivin Shetzavar L'tocho Peros Kano. The Rambam's method of Kinyan Chazaka Al Yidei Peros, not in Hefker, but in Mekach Memkar, is mentioned in the Yerushalmi also. But in the Yerushalmi, it's equated with Mesiras HaMafteach. Yerushalmi holds Mesiras HaMafteach as a Kinyan. They also hold, like the Rambam, that in, at least in the case of Mekach Memkar, that a Chazaka B'Peros is a Chazaka B'Karka. What's the common, what's the equation? Simple. Think about it. Take a step back. Mesiras HaMafteach. That's a Kinyan Chazaka? The Gemara says in Balbasar, no, it's like Chazeku Kni. But Rashbam, in Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, based on our Gemara and Psachim, says it is a Kinyan Chazaka. What do you think? Is it or isn't it? The answer is it isn't exactly like Chazaka Beperos L'inyan Akarka, but it's not so different either, which is why the Yerushalmi actually does compare them. In both cases, what is it? It's not a Maisa Chazaka B'Gufadavar. If you give me the keys to the property, I haven't done anything to the property. That's an external expression. But what's more symbolic than handing over the keys? Who do you give the keys to? Only the new owner. I'm not talking about Pikadon. If I give you a box of or a basket full of the fruits that grow on the property, says the Rambam, that's Horaz Bailus. That's like saying, you know, Aleva Hatzlach. This is it's your property now. If I allow you, I'm standing there to collect the fruits, to, I don't know, to organize the fruits, Shtichas Peros, whatever it is, right? And I don't object. That's my way. That's Horaz Bailus. If I give you the Maftechos, on another level, that's not functional. It's better and it's worse than Shtichas Peros. But it's in the same ballpark. Yerushalmi says it's the same. Yerushalmi says the Rambam is right. Kinyan Chazaka B'Peros is a Kinyan B'Karka. But the Yerushalmi says, and by the way, Mesiras Maftechos too. Rashbam's right too. And they're the same. Now, if you look at the Rambam, he does quote the Gemara in, let's be careful here, Hapara, Bava Kama, right? Which says that Mesir Samavtech is only Lechazei Kukni. If you look up that Gemara, you look at the Rambam, you'll see. Rambam, like Tosis, thinks that Mesir Samavtech is only Lechazei Kukni. However, who says that Rashi doesn't agree or the Rashbam doesn't agree with the equation of the Yerushalmi? Okay, the Rashbam still has trouble with the Bavli. So here's what I want to suggest about Rashi. Rashi only said that Mafsir Samavteach works for Schirus. The Rashbam says, based on the Gemara of Schirus, that it works on even Kinyan. According to Rashi, maybe you could say the following. The Gemara in Apara is talking about Kinyan. The Gemara in Psachim is talking about Tzchiras. What's the difference? The difference might be enormous. If I want to acquire the property completely, then I have to do something. I want to be the owner of the Gufakarka. I have to make a Kinyan Chazaka Bakarka. But if, remember all the discussion we had about renting? Maybe the renter isn't the competing owner of the Gufakarka. He's the owner of the Karka Legabe Tashmishim. Legabe, its usage. Oh. So what I'm trying to say is the Yerushalmi right that Tzviras, Peros, and Mesiras Samavteach are Kinyan Chazaka? Is the Rambam right? Right, that Kinyan B'Peros is good enough? Maybe you should be Mechalek between Kinyan and Tzviras. If you want to own the property completely, Lidore Doros, you want to own it as the owner of the Gufa Davar, maybe the Ravid is right. But if you want to be the owner, legabe its usage, maybe the Rambam is right. And maybe Mesiras HaMafteach works that way too. The Gemara says, if you want to buy it completely, irrevocably, then Mesiras HaMafteach is no better than Lechazei Kukni. But if you only want to rent it, that's good. Aye, but the Gemara in Meruba says, this is Tosis's first question, that whatever doesn't work as a kinyan in Karka, in Mechira, doesn't work as a kinyan also in Schiras. How do you get past that equation? And we're all agreeing it doesn't work in kinyan. I'm not talking about the Rashbam for the moment. I'm talking about Rashi. The answer is simple. All the Gemara says in Bava Basra is that the kinyanim that work for kinyan work for schiras. What does that mean? Kesef, shtar, chazaka. That doesn't mean that how we define chazaka can't be different in schiras and in kar and in kinyan. Meaning, if we're saying that kinyan chazaka is a kinyan of haras bailus, it's a highly symbolic kinyan about handing over the property or behaving like an owner. That's what kinyan chazaka is. So what the Gemara says in Meruba is there are three methods of acquiring real estate, kesef, shtar, chazaka, and those same three and not more, let's say, apply to renting real estate, kinyan, shtar, and chazaka. So now you're going to say, oh, Mesiras HaMafteach doesn't work for chazaka in kinyan, and therefore it's not chazaka, and therefore it doesn't work in schiras either. No, that's not the way to look at it. What we know from Meruba is that you need kesef shtar or chazaka. But how you define chazaka, haras bailus, when you're trying to accomplish irrevocable, exclusive ownership is different than how you define haras bailus when you're trying to coexist with the real owner and you're just trying to establish your ownership vis-a-vis the functional part temporarily and with regard to its function. So maybe that's why Rashi says here, Mesiras HaMafteach is chazaka. The Gemara Meruba is fine. It's chazaka. No one ever said that the definition of, just like we find that the Hagdara of chazaka is different, even for the Rambam, between Hefker and Mechira in both directions. They're both chazaka. So too, maybe there's a difference between Schirus and Kinyan. Not for the Rambam, but for Rashi. And therefore, while Mesiras HaMafteach is no better than Lechazei Kukni, when it comes to Kinyan, maybe it's a Kinyan Bifnei Atzmo of Chazaka when it comes to Schiras. Okay? That's Rashi. Not everybody agrees with Rashi, as we know. So we have the Rashbam, who thinks Mesiras HaMafteach is a Kinyan even in regular Kinyanim. He is going to have difficulty with Tosfos' proofs. We have Rashi, which we're suggesting is only a din in Schiras for the reasons that we discussed. By the way, this idea that maybe there's a difference between Mesiras HaMafteachos, especially Kinyan Chazaka, Beperos, L'inyan Karka, that there's a difference between Schiras and also is implied very strongly, you have to read it carefully, by the Nesivos HaMishpat in Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis. But I was going to put it here and then I forgot. Okay, so that's Rashi, the Rashbam, etc. The Ravid has a different pshat. The Ravid in a tshuva, quoted the Tmim Deim, then later reprinted by Rav Kapach in his collection, Shelos HaTshuvos HaRavid, says Mesiras HaMafteach here is only a proxy for kind of like an implicit hefker, something like that. But hefker of the be'en. This goes back to what we spoke of last week, which is how you chai bedika and how can you do bittel if you're not the real owner of the chametz? Saying that the socher, if he gets the keys on time, right, he's the one, he's the address. How? It's not his property. Says the Ravid, once his mesiras hamafteach, maybe it's implicit that there's like a kinyan hefker of the property. Maybe. Tosus of the Ran understood things a little differently. As we mentioned last week, I want to talk about them for a minute. So Tosus, and they understand it in a similar case, similar issue, but opposite cases. Tosus here concludes, Umefarishri, Hakashimasalamafteach, Lohiksik. The case here is where he handed the keys to the socher, but the socher did not yet make a kinyan. Umishesh Biramafteach, Kishukal Yadalid, Chayv Livdok, to Osa Shem Biramafteach, Echichnos, the Yivdok. Even though there's no kinyan, the socher would be chayiv to do bedika if he had the keys at the beginning of Yadalid, because Nebuch, the master, can't do it. He doesn't have the keys. Even though he remains the titular owner of the property, nonetheless, right, he is still in a position where he can't do the bedika, and therefore it's ala socher. Very big chiddush. That's how Tosus reads the Gemara. The non-owner is the one who has to do it just because he can do it. So then Tosus adds, Miu, im hifkid adam aftech beso etzel adam acher, enu chayv nifkid lebotko. If I gave my keys, and it wasn't just masker and socher. So you have a regular owner, I own a property, I have keys, I give it to someone to hold for me, a shomer. Reuven owns a property, he's living in the property, he's going to continue living in the property. He hands Shimon the keys. Says, do me a favor, Shimon, hold on to the keys for me. Shimon is chayv to do bedikas chametz in the guy's house because he's holding the keys and the guy who gave it to him can't do it anymore? Says Tosus, that's not conceivable. What's the difference? Says Tosus, Dafkik Shrotzalach Sikmebesa Viliknos. Even though the socher is not yet the socher, since he intends to be the socher, the combination of pragmatically having the keys and his intention to live in the property, that combination is enough. Very strange. Why should it be enough? He's not legally, at this point, chayiv. Maybe this is Tosus l'shitasam, where Tosus says that really bedikas chametz and dabesam aleph, and it's a little bit implied in the previous Tosus too, as we already discussed. Tosus thinks bedikas chametz is connected to, right, the chashash is going to find chametz on Pesach, and he might be tempted to eat it. Right, he'll bump into chametz and he'll eat it. So maybe what Tosus is thinking is he's not comparable to a shomer. On the one hand, he should do the bedika anyway. Why should he do the bedika? He's going to be living there on Pesach. He's the one who's jeopardized by the lack of bedika. He should do the bedika. But he's not the owner. There's another owner, and the owner is the formal titular person who should do the bedika. So if you eliminate the owner, then you give it to the person who is jeopardized by the absence of a bedika. That's Tosus. Maybe. The Ran, however, interestingly, has the flip opposite case. Look at the Ran for a minute, It's on Daf Aleph Amud Beis in the Daf Erith. I didn't put it on the sheet. I should have. Ooh. 1 second. Aleph Amud Beis in the Daf Erith. Dibra Maschil Hamaskir. Hamaskir by the Chaver B'Yudalit, the Tzorech Yudalit. And from then on, Imachel Moslem of Techol Yudalit, if Yudalit already began, you know, and the Maskir is still holding on to the keys. So it's the opposite case of Tosis. Tosis case is what happened. The Maskir handed keys to the Socher, who has yet to make a Kinyan, but he has the keys at the beginning of Yadalad. That's what we just discussed. That's Tosis. The Ram says, no, the Kapis is the opposite case. The Maskir already rented the property to the Socher. The Socher is already the Socher. But the Maskir retained the Maftechos Biado. He didn't hand them over yet. So here the Maskir is obligated. But this is a much easier explanation. He says, Lav lemeber de Mesiras Mafteach Kone. It's not that since he didn't give over the keys, the Socher is not yet the Socher and hasn't been Kone. Not true. Tarmidim above a comma. Lo kanya lekashem shakarkanik is because of bishar bechazaka. Kachsir is karkaniknes. Bechem didvar malalu. Same as Tosis. Viafilo hachi. Armina ne the socher to know. Really, the socher made a kinyan here. Even without the keys. Afilo hachi kibin shabayis. Shall maskir, v'achomet shalo, v'adayin abayis ukavetzlo, shein asocher nichal sham b'nei shemavtech b'yadu shal maskir, ala maskir. Ron says, what happens here is, if you remember, this is, again, it goes to things that we discussed. Who is the real primary predominant owner of the property? The maskir or the socher? If you just read our Gemara, you would think the Socher. But if you read the other Gemaras, Avodah Zarah, the Gemara Psachim Davav Amud Aleph, it's not so simple. And what we saw already last week, we read the Marshal, we read the Rashash, we saw other Rishonim, very difficult issue, very complicated issue. When there's a competition between the Maskir and the Socher, who is the real or primary? Maybe both are owners. Maybe they're owners with regard to different things. Very complicated question. So the Ran says, again, the Ran scenario is not Tosis' scenario. Tosis is saying, the Socher has the Mafteach and he's not the Kone. He's still Chayiv. Because he's going to live there and therefore that living there and being able to do the Bedikah, that's what's Kovei. That's Tosis. The Ran's case is the opposite case. The Socher already rented the property, but he doesn't yet have the Mafteach. So the Maskir retains the Maftechos. Since he retains the Maftechos, he has to do Bedika. Why? The Socher already has Kenyan on the property. Says the Ran, because the Maskir always has a bigger Kenyan on the property than the Socher. He's still the real owner. Not only that, it's his chametz. He owns the chametz. He owns the home. And he has, what does he have? What do they say he has? How does it go with the lawyers? You know, opportunity. How does it go? Motive, opportunity, and something else? Don't we have any lawyers here? We do. I know we have many lawyers.
Motive, means. Opportunity, and means.
Means. There you go. The son of a lawyer. the son of a lawyer, the brother of a lawyer.
That's right.
Lawyers. the only non-lawyer in the entire family.
That's right.
Okay. But that's good. You don't need to be because you know it anyway. Okay. Let's see how much the rest of them know about, you know, computing. Anyways. So it's motive, means, and opportunity. So the maskir has, you know, ownership of the home, ownership of the chametz, and he has exclusive opportunity. That's why the Ram says he's the one. The Mekar Chaim, which is the Nesivus in his Perush on Shulchan Aruch, very interesting. What about a mocher and a lokeach? B'yom Yadalad. Right? Some of the dynamic is the same. Let's say mocher lokeach, but he didn't give over the keys. Or he kept the keys. The mocher kept the keys. The lokeach got the keys, but he didn't make. Same thing. But what you don't have is you have some of the dynamic, the opportunity part. You even have, in the case of mocher and lokeach, what you have in Tosis a little bit, which is he's the one who's going to live there on Pesach and have to live with the consequence of there being chametz in that rishus. He's not like a nifgad. He's like a socher. But you know what you don't have? In the Ran case, the mocher, once he's no longer the owner, is no longer the owner. He doesn't retain some level of ownership, maybe even the predominant level of ownership over the property. Correct? So it's an interesting comparison. You know, what about Mashal and Shoah? What about Maskir and Socher? That's what we're discussing. What about Mocher and Lokeach? What about Mafkid and Nifkad? Very interesting cases. Okay. I should mention just Erech Agav. There's another interesting compromise view. The Talmud Arajba, we just know him as the Talmud Arajba, somebody who was a student of the Rajba. So he writes, he says, he doesn't say it so explicitly. This seems to be what he's getting at. The Gemara says that, again, like we talked about, Bava Kamma, that Mesiras HaMafteach is a Chazeku Kni. But it's not Kinyan Chazaka. Oh. Normally, the way that that's understood is the way that I described it before. I was trying to be accurate. Namely, it's a green light. But the green light is kind of a preparatory thing. In other words, you and I, Reuven and Shimon, are discussing the sale of a property. And then they agree, they iron out the details. And then finally, Reuven says, okay, you know, we're in agreement. Lechazeku kni. I give you the green light. Go do the kinyan. So what is lechazeku kni? It's a green light. Says Talmud Rajba, seems to say, it's more than a green light. It's already tchilas kinyan. The agreement that I can make the kinyan already loosens my grip, already establishes some sort of connection, or at least it already begins to loosen the grip of the real owner on the property itself. The fact that now all it's just mechusar kinyan is already a stage in the first stage, kind of in the neutralization of the previous owner, maybe even in the changing of the guard. It's a very interesting idea. So he says, maybe that's enough for Schiros, or not sure what he means. Either that's enough for Schiros, or that's enough for Bedika. In other words, there's no stira between the Gemara that says Lechazeku Kni and our Gemara that says Mesir Samavteach is itself a change in status. Lechazeku Kni is already a stage or a phase in that change. That's a very interesting idea. Now, Pnei Yehoshua says something very similar. you might distinguish, but it's on the same kind of, you know, continuum. And that is what he says is that even though Maseiras HaMavtech is not a kinyan, and that's why the Gemara in Balbasar says you need a separate kinyan, kazaka, maybe it's not a kinyan because it's efshar b'chazara, or legabe efshar b'chazara. But it is a kinyan. It's a kinyan that you can be chozer mimenu, whatever that means. I mean, there's something in between. And that's good enough to establish the change regarding bedika and everything goes with it. Okay? So there are other ways to explain Maseiras HaMavtech in this sugya that are relevant as well. Okay.
Would you get a Mishapura?
Not that I'm aware of. That's a really interesting, that's a great parallel. Let me check the Pnei Yeshua again. That's a great idea, right? Because we do, that's the point. I mean, Kesef triggers a Mishapara, even though you could be Chozer. You're not allowed to be Chozer, though, right? Because you, that's what it means. That's a great, if you want to show that there can be questions, what is the status of Mishapara? You know, is it right, is it bottom, et cetera. But that's a great example. Thank you. I like that. Okay. I'm just going to read the beginning of the next Gemara for a minute, and then we'll stop. Okay. So the next Gemara is equally interesting. Trying to move a little more quickly, though. Gemara says the following: Bo minem Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Hamas kubayis lechaver biyudalid. Chetzkasam baduk v'en chetzkasam baduk. Right? If a person rents a property, same issue, on the 14th of Nisan, should the presumption be that it was already checked out and that bedik already took place or not? Okay? Says the Gemara, L'may nafkamina. What's the difference whether it's becheskas baduk or not? L'shayle. Why don't you just ask the guy, did you do the bedika or not? What do we have to, you know, presume? This is a very interesting Gemara. So the Gemara says, Delese lahai delishule. Let's say he's not present. Let's say he's gone already. He went on the Pesach program. He's already in Orlando. Okay? So you can't find him. You can't ask him. So can you rely on the fact, la truche lahai mai? Can you... you know, do you have to be matriach to do a bedikas chametz, or can you rely on the chazaka that it was baduk? Oh. So here you have a very interesting argument, which echoes a major theme that we discussed last year in Chulin. And that is the question of what happens when you have a chazaka, you have a, you know, presumption, but it's also efshel levarer. Question is, Sahim Efshel Levarer, Tzarech Levarer, or not? Like we have discussed last year a little bit. Rov Mitzuyin Eitz, some of us discussed it even more. Rov Mitzuyin Eitz Shechita Mumchen Hein. Right? The assumption is that most people pick up a Shechita knife, know what they're doing. And therefore they're going to do a proper Shechita. And we rely on that Chazak. But let's say you have the ability to explore and to investigate. Like you can test his technique or and his knowledge. Give him a bechina. Should you rely on the shochet, right, without testing his competence when you can? or not. Efshalavarer. You have the ability to get a vadai answer. Tzarechavarer, ain't tzarechavarer. So this is a major, major debate already between the Rishonim, the Rif, and the Rambam, right? Mostly assume, and this is also the view of the Ramban and the Rajba, that Efshalavarer, Tzarechavarer. But it's possible you should clarify, you shouldn't rely on Chazaka. And the Baal Amor and the Ra'ah and the Ritva all disagree. Baal Amor in Chulin, the Ritva in Chulin, the Ra'ah in Bedek Abayis all think that the Efshel Levar ain't Tzorich Levar. So actually, the Ritva here in Psachim is bothered by this because they, some of the Rishonim point out here, this Gemara, some of them there quote he Gemara here, some of the Rishonim here quote the Gemara here and the Gemara there. See it a little more next week. Meaning here, the Gemara says l'shaile. The Gemara says l'mainaf gemina l'shaile. So it sounds like if you can ask him, you have to ask him anyway. Sounds like it supports the view of the Rif and the Rambam and the Ramban. What do the Baal Amor and the Ravid and the, I'm sorry, the Baal Amor and the Ra'ah and the Ritva do with this Gemara? So we have to talk about that. The truth is, it isn't the worst question in the world. It's interesting that everybody was, even though that group was bothered by it, you could have said, read the Gemara in a different way. And actually, I think the Bach, if I'm remembering correctly, the Bach on the tour makes a Sa'ara. He says, the truth is that this Gemara doesn't have to be a problem. It could be that this Gemara is saying, l'mainaf gemina l'shaile, meaning, what's the difference? Even as long as you can ask him, even if there's no chazaka, it would be fine. But the Gemara isn't necessarily saying, either way you have to ask him, even if there's a chazaka. That's a problem. That would be a proof against, you know, the Baal Amor, the Ritva, the Ra'ah. Because they say it's not true. If you have a chazaka, there's no need for further questions. But you can read the Gemara differently. You could say what the Gemara means is, l'may nafkamina. Let's say there's no cheskas baduk. What's the big deal? Just ask him. Of course, the ask him assumes something else. That's the second part of the topic for next week, very quickly. And that is that we would believe him. Does this come under the rubric of Eidecha Neman Bisuru? That's part of the Hemshech of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yitzchak, Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Tanisua, HaKol Nemanim Abir Chametz, everybody's believed about Bir Chametz, Afilu Nashim, even women, Afilu Avadim, Afilu Ketanim. The Gemara says, Mai Taima, why? Mai Taima Mehemni, why do we believe them? Sounds like there would be a problem believing Nashim about Bdikas Chametz. Very strange. We'll talk about it next week. Lam Mishum Dechezkasa Baduk. Is it because Dikasavra Kol Chaverim Eitzel Bdikas Chametz? Tanu Chavr Shemes Vinyach. We'll continue with next week. I don't want to go over time. But we'll discuss this Gemara, beginning with Vila Shaile, this question of once you have a Chazaka, is there a requirement of Birur or not? Very important question. We'll do that very briefly because we did it last year. And then I want to talk a little bit about the question of Nemanus and Bedikas Chametz. And then we're coming to one of the big topics of the Masechta, and that is the question of Bittul, which we've referred to, but we're going to do a little more extensively here on Daled Amud Beis. Okay? So that's the agenda for next week. I want to wish everybody a Simchas Purim. I thought we'd be able to speak a little bit, but we didn't have time. But we'll do something on Pesach before Pesach.